Greetings once again. Welcome.
Bienvenidos. Hola. Aloha. Wainihau. Namaste. Konnichiwa. Bonjour. Buongiorno. Half a day. Guten Tag. Sawadikarap. Salam. Shalom. Peace now. Go vegan. Peace. How? Go vegan. From the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget pharmaceutical vivisection prison killitary industrial corporation in the bribocratic corruptocracy of the United States of Listeria. This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Thank you for joining us for the first vegan animal rights program ever on a major network. This is where animals get some representation in the media, getting their rightful place in the progressive talk forum. I remember when I was running for the programming council for KPFK, the Pacifica radio outlet in Los Angeles. And no, I didn't get elected. But I blame that on KPFK using used Diebold machines to count the vote. Anyway, I hope George W. Bush has been doing a good job on the KPFK program council. I guess he won that too, you know, Diebold machines. Actually, I'm kind of thankful that I didn't get elected. It's kind of a cumbersome bureaucracy where it takes weeks and weeks to decide, you know, if it's a period, a comma, you know, whatever. But I must say, I have been quite disappointed with the Pacifica stations, KPFK in Los Angeles, KPFA in Northern California, and their reluctance to present animal rights, vegan, environmental programming. But you can tune in, and supposedly you're listening to the most aware of the aware programs, and you find that they're pushing cow butter on you, or this program on KPFK in L.A., actually called The Aware Show, pushes fish oil supplements with utter disregard for the discussion of cholesterol considerations, contamination, and depletion of the oceans. Yes, the demand for fish oil supplements depleting the ocean. And then this person on KPFK also said that during her pregnancy, all she ate was cottage cheese. So that's been the representation of animals in progressive talk thus far. Fish oil and cheese and butter. You know, no wonder I hear from listeners saying that they've decided to divert some of their donations from Pacifica stations like KPFK and KPFA to Go Vegan Radio. The exception to that rule should be KPFT in Texas, which has Go Vegan Texas, inspired by the radio program Go Vegan with Bob Linden, to which you now listen. So where would we think the progressive world would be now? Shouldn't the progressive world be 100% totally vegan? But you know, you get cottage cheese, fish oil. I asked the host of the Middle East program on KPFK, Mr. Bustani, for his comments on the fossil fuel demands of the meat industry and dairy industries of this country. He was actually clueless. So the host of the Mideast program on KPFK doesn't know that it requires a gallon of gasoline to produce a pound of beef. So, you know, we're basically at war in Iraq, Nam, for the meat habit here, huh? And do you suppose that perhaps it would be water would be a concern in the Middle East? But does the host of the show know that a vegan requires 310,000 gallons of water, fewer gallons of water, 310,000 fewer gallons of water than a meat eater to grow his or her food in a year? All he said was KPFK shouldn't run a vegan radio show because that would be like endorsing a religion. Huh? Well, I mean, I know going vegan just sounds so ethical, so moral, it almost seems like a religion, huh? And when I was running for program council, people said to me, oh, you care more about animals than you do people. But what's amazing is the more you care about other animals, the more people benefit. Don't eat them, and you reduce your risk for heart disease and cancer and stroke and just about, 70 to 80% of fatal degenerative disease is caused by animal protein and not much of it, according to T. Colin Campbell. So you care about animals, you don't eat them, you save the forests and the land and the water. You don't eat them, and you end global warming. You got that? You don't eat animals and you end global warming. That's the critical factor in global warming, meat and dairy consumption. Go vegan to end global warming. I'm telling you, go to earthsave.org, read all about it. Or the UN report recently. Agriculture is the prime contributor to global warming. You do better for the environment by going vegan than driving a Prius, but do both, huh? Also, you're not swallowing the violence that you become. You know, you are what you eat, and you know there's violence in every slice of meat or piece of cheese or glass of milk or even the ice cream cone. Yes, the innocent ice cream cone. Still, all the babies getting killed because of the ice cream cone, the little veal calves. And nobody escapes the dairy farm alive. They all become hamburger anyway. So anyway, a lot of progressives say to me at peace marches, yeah, I'm vegetarian. I'm against violence. That's why I only do dairy. Well, they seem about as clueless as Mr. Bustani, the host of the Middle East show on KPFK, you know. No animal escapes the baby-killing dairy farm alive. All animals there are born under a death sentence. And there's an element of the progressive movement, opposition to the death penalty. Yet every piece of meat you eat is the result of the execution of the innocent. Every cow, pig, or chicken in the United States is sentenced to the death penalty at birth. And what is the crime? Being born, huh? Born to be imprisoned, born to be mutilated. Then it's the guillotine with a diet of death and violence like that and such a thirst for blood. I tell you, why would we ever be surprised by the horrors of what's happening with Michael Vick? Your terror vision set filled with all that tragic blood and gore and pain and suffering. And those are just the food commercials interrupting the coverage of Michael Vick. Now, I'm not just saying all of this because...
Oh, new one. I know, and you're going to be the hottest controversial vegan talk show host on the face of the planet.
No, it just turns out that that same violence manifested by Michael Vick, the Michael Vick Dims, that same violence is on your plate. You know, it's hanging in your closet. You know, wasn't it incredible to hear that the poor dogs who lost were electrocuted or drowned? Well, welcome to the world of animals whose skin and lives are stolen from them for fur, because they are electrocuted and drowned to become people's wardrobes. Hey, if the losers are executed and drowned, I'd be worried now if I were on the Atlanta Falcons having to play without Michael Vick this year, huh? I thought there might be a compromise. I was thinking, I mentioned this at the Animal Rights Conference. I thought, I was thinking out loud, maybe Michael Vick should be allowed to play this season, but without his equipment. Then one of the vegan vixens at the table next to me said, yeah, let me be the one to make sure he doesn't have his equipment. But I think she was thinking a little differently from me at that point. Nike, the marketer of products of animal exploitation, I think in a public relations blunder, said it will not untie its connection to Michael Vick. And Adidas, not wanting to be outdone in animal exploitation, has lost its case in the California Supreme Court. It has illegally been selling kangaroo products in the state. And now it looks like law-breaking Adidas is in bed with lawmaking California legislators, like the embarrassing Democrat, the Democrats who are acting mean like Republicans, the sellouts Calderon of Los Angeles and Steinberg of Sacramento, now making it possible that Adidas' illegal actions of the past will soon be legal if SB 880 passes, if it gets signed by Schwarzenegger. So let's be compassionate in the face of all the cruelty that we've been examining. Let's contact Schwarzenegger from all over the country. We don't want to go backwards here and remove the protections for kangaroos. Call Schwarzenegger at 916-445-2841. 916-445-2841. And it's governor, his email, governor@governor.ca.gov. Fax is 916-445-4633. Talk a little bit more about this after the break. We have Chris DeRose coming up today, the founder of Last Chance for Animals, and talking about animal fighting. And I'm sure he's behind the scenes on this also. And please make a tax-deductible donation to support this show. I'm not an employee of Air America. It costs me $200,000 to distribute this program and produce this program over the course of the year. You can help with a tax-deductible donation at goveganradio.org. You also have information there on where you can mail your donation payable to Go Vegan Radio. And we will continue on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Thanks for listening.
M-E-A-T-S-T-I-N-K-S. Meat Stinks. This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
And we continue now, coming up a little bit later in the show, one of the true heroes of the animal rights movement, Chris DeRose, founder of Last Chance for Animals. He's actually the one who many years ago kicked down the doors at UCLA to reveal the horrors of animal experimentation. And Chris is coming up on this program. We will be talking about animal fighting and Michael Vick and the Michael Vick Timms, and you know, to the animals, we're all Michael Vick, aren't we? To the animals, the legislators who are trying to put through SB 880, the kangaroo killing bill, might as well be Michael Vick, huh? Calderon, Steinberg, Michael Vick to the animals. Schwarzenegger, if he signs the bill, he's Michael Vick to the animals. There was something going around the emails Virginia Handley wrote regarding SB 880, and we're asking that you call the governor and demand that he not sign this. This is a bill so that Adidas can sell kangaroo soccer cleats, you know, so millions have to die for that. Anyway, Virginia says, quote, "I doubt very much the governor will veto SB 353. And SB 353, by the way, is not controversial at all, but he's taken comments on it. It actually passed by 79-1. It's including animals in a domestic violence bill. So there's no opposition to that. But he is also taking comments, he says, on SB 880. And the rumor is that that he wants to be able to say, well, look, you know, animal people got, you know, one of what they wanted, one of the two. But there's no opposition to the domestic violence SB 353. And Schwarzenegger is not under any obligation to reveal the number of calls that he gets, but we want him to do that. Anyway, Virginia Handley says of him, as he said, no obligation to say how many calls he received on either bill. He's abusing the system for his own benefit, she says. He talks out of both sides of his mouth, which isn't difficult when you are two-faced, she accuses him of that. For instance, quote, I'll continue to quote her. For instance, he signed AB 32 on global warming, and his administration has done all they can to cripple enforcement. He has also recently given Fish and Game Department permission to support and oppose several bills that affect hunting, trapping, and fishing. All of those positions are against animals. That's Schwarzenegger. So please call him at 916-445-2841. 916-445-2841. Wherever you are in the country, say, we don't want to go backwards in time. We don't want to be barbaric and refuse and obliterate the protections that kangaroos have just so we can have soccer cleats made out of them. See, I got a letter this week from a D, an email saying, allow me to preface my statements with the realization that neither of us will change each other's minds. I am a dedicated omnivore, and you aren't. I respect your choice. I just wish that you and more of your kind would respect the opinions and beliefs of others. In order for a carbon-based life form to continue to exist, it must consume another carbon-based life form, such as life on this earth. As for myself, I choose to spread my destruction equally between animals and vegetable life. Let's see here now. Okay. Please turn off all cell phones while recording national radio programs, okay? As for myself, I choose to spread my destruction equally among animal and vegetable life. Plants are just as alive as animals. They just don't have a face that's readily humanized. I'm sure you mean well. I agree that animals should be treated decently as well. The difference, as I see it, is degree. Death comes to all equally, people, plant, and animal, as I've said before. I doubt I've changed your opinion, and after listening to your radio show, you haven't changed mine. I just hope that I've managed to give you a bit of perspective into the mind of one person who has a rational disagreement with you. And I did write back to Dee, and I said... thank you for taking the time to comment. My problem with framing this issue as choice is that the animals, feeling beings who suffer greatly, have no choice. We can make the kindest choice not to eat them. It's not as if they are good for you from a health perspective. Are plants really as alive as animals? Actually, they are much more alive as foods, where the animals are dead. Is there really no difference between slicing a lettuce and slicing an animal's throat? Plants don't have a central nervous system. And if you are a plants rights activist, you can save more plants eating them yourself than feeding them to the animals and then eating the animals. I ate meat every day of my life until age 19, when I realized that flesh is not food. I wish you the best and hope that you can come to that realization too, and perhaps enjoy the health benefits generally associated. And also, just should point out that maybe you should go to Dr. McDougall's website. Okay, Sophie's waving at me. Don't get into a whole nother story here because we don't have much time. But Dr. McDougall, McDougall, study fails to show benefits of fruits and veggies for breast cancer patients. Women are blamed, but the investigators were at fault. They're claiming that women who ate more fruits and vegetables didn't benefit in their quest against breast cancer, but turns out that they really weren't eating that much. More of in the fruit and vegetable world. But get the full explanation from Dr. McDougall on this flawed study, which once again will be misleading, that women do need to increase fruits and veggies and eat much of them. Okay, we've got about 10 seconds. Chris DeRose coming up on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Please make a tax-deductible donation to support this show. Go to goveganradio.org.
Cows, pigs, and chickens don't want to be food. Yuck.
It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden, and we continue now. You know, this show has been on the air for 7 years now, just started on Air America a few weeks ago, and you should know that this program is a parade of today's heroes. We don't have to make them up. They're real-life heroes and people I admire, and today is a true-life hero, Chris DeRose, who has quite the varied background. He was a police officer turned soap opera star and reporter on the Hollywood scene in the Los Angeles area. Just, a few months back, he was on the little miniseries called Desire on my network, and is the founder and president of Last Chance for Animals, which has been at the forefront of investigations and education for over three decades now. And you may have seen his documentary, Dealing Dogs, on HBO recently. And this is the man. He kicked down the doors at UCLA and revealed the horrors of the animal experimentation going on there. And I want to welcome Chris DeRose to the first vegan animal rights program on a major network ever, Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Okay, Bob. How are you doing? Hey, congratulations on getting this on national.
Well, the animals deserve a voice, and in a progressive forum, they certainly deserve representation. So,
and you sure represent them well. I appreciate that.
Well, thank you, and right back at you. There's nobody more dedicated than you are in the cause for animals, and you gave up a lucrative acting career really to fight on their behalf, and now right now we have what's the tragedy that's center stage in the public is Michael Vick and dog fighting and animal fighting. I know that's something near and dear to you. And in fact, some weeks back, you said to me, something big is going to be happening. I can't tell you what it is now. And, you know, I know that when it comes to investigations, you actually work with the feds and make things happen. You had the biggest bust of a bee dealer of dogs, stolen dogs who went into research labs. So how do you look at animal fighting and Michael Vick and...
Well, obviously, this whole thing with animal fighting, and we've been very involved with it. On we did several big federal cockfighting raids, and the one in Arkansas, we just had a press conference on it last week. It was over 150 agents were involved in it, so it was big. We did another one, which I can't talk about because the indictments didn't come down yet.
And, this is my typical conversation with you. I say hi, and you say, okay, here's something I can't talk about.
Yeah, but they come up. They
right.
Do. Just
right,
like
right.
You saw with the dealing dogs, you know, as you mentioned before, that case was the biggest case ever to come out. And
and you saved thousands and thousands of dogs because of it.
Oh, yeah. It's about just in dogs alone, not even counting cats, but that guy was responsible for about 6,000 dogs a year. People's pets being stolen and sold for experiments. But let me talk about this thing on the Michael Vick case. You know, the most important objective here in the Michael Vick case, like in any other case, Bob, is what is best for the animals. Right now, we need to do what is best for the prosecution to be successful. We need to let them, the feds, do what they have to do. After a conviction, we need to help implement laws to make them stronger. Then it's our job to make sure that they're enforced. Now, you know, what's happening here, and this is what disgusts me the most, is the same old thing where these large organizations jump right on the bandwagon and immediately they start fundraising off of it, and sometimes on total false pretenses. When they make the claims such as that they need you to make a donation to help convict Michael Vick, that's pure nonsense. No animal organization is prosecuting Vick. It's the federal government doing it, the U.S. Attorney's Office, and we need to butt out. These groups are hurting this case by making these claims and fundraising off of them, and especially when you have nothing to do with the case. We need the feds. Let's face it. They're the ones that have all and other law enforcement agencies, too, whether it be the state police or the local county sheriffs, EPD. We need them to do these raids, to investigate where they have authority to do so, and we don't. You know, they have more resources than we do, and they have more lawful access, like to records and search warrants, than we do. In fact, we have virtually none.
So you're saying that some organizations are soliciting funds for a conviction? I mean, is that?
I'm not mentioning any names, okay. and people know who these organizations are. They're making tens of millions of dollars. Animal groups do not have. The most important thing is that we don't have arresting powers or sanctioning powers. All we can do, like LCA, Special Investigations Unit, has always done, is to do thorough preliminary investigations, present them to the proper authorities, then assist and work with them where and when they need us. For these other groups to make claims that an organization needs your donation to raise funds to continue helping these animals while incarcerated is such bogus nonsense. These animals are in federal custody, and they're being taken care of by the feds. They are evidence. They're being held in a kennel. No one has any authority over these animals other than the federal government. And what bothers me the most, it's always the organizations that make tens of millions of dollars that are the ones who are immediately asking for donations. You know, if they spent some of that money on the initial investigations and doing some of the real dirty, nitty-gritty hard work, we would have more getting done for animals. Mm. And right now, the U.S. Attorney's offices, and I know this for a fact, they're very frustrated with certain animal groups that have their own agenda.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, so the suggestion is what, to back off? And I mean, what would be the helpful course of action here?
Well, I mean, I think that the most helpful thing is be honest about what's going on, because if it looks like that the organizations are out there raising money off of this, they could use this in a defense on the Michael Vick case. They could use it, and say, look, this is all being hyped up by organizations. Look, they had this organization had nothing to do with that organization, and yet they're raising funds off of it. That would make us look bad. Mm. There will come a time when everybody needs to jump on and cooperate and get things done. But now, let the federal government do it. Yes, we could phone in. Yes, we could send in. But don't make false claims. It makes us look bad. You know, LCA Special Investigations Unit, we're known as the FBI of animal rights, and we've had to learn to be patient, Bob, to get the maximum results. We waited over 3 years for the feds to do their investigation, do their indictments, do the prosecution and the sentencing before we were even able to come out with our story, which aired on HBO documentary Dealing Dogs. These and other organizations better learn that they can't just do their own thing and jeopardize this case or any other case just to raise funds. And I got to tell you this, I've kept my mouth shut all these years about certain groups that take credit for smaller groups and individuals' hard work, jumping on bandwagons, fundraising off of these cases as if they had something to do with it. It's not about building the name of your organization or how big a salary you make or fundraising. It's about doing what's right for the animals. And if we had, and if I kept my mouth shut any longer, I wouldn't be doing my job. And for once, and this is the first time I'm speaking out about that. If we had the funds these other groups do, we would kick butt and make some real changes for animals a lot faster. And I'm sure you could relate to that.
Oh.
If you had the funds, how many more stations can you be on? How many more people can you reach?
Right, right. You know? And I'm faced with a $200,000 expense that, you know, I just... you know, the opportunity to start a vegan animal rights show on Air America came up, and the price tag that went along with producing it was $200,000. And I said yes, not knowing where the money's coming from. And you know, I would have said yes if it were $2 million. But I, you know, I certainly am grassroots and not getting the kinds of funding that are the bigger organizations have, which they could fund this show in a second. And
in a heartbeat, which is pocket change.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, and you know that, and
right.
You know, I've had that discussion about it. And
sure, and look at you. You, with a smaller, very tight organization, have been supportive over the years with whatever you can do. I mean, you know, a dollar to you is, a penny to them, and you've been supportive of this show over the years, which I really appreciate. I mean, you've kept this show going, and, you know, and look at what your organization does. I mean, you are in the trenches. Look at Dealing Dogs, how you had a vegan investigating and he had to eat hamburgers at McDonald's. I mean,
yep.
You know, how much more in the trenches can you get than that? You know?
And you know, Bob, we work very close with all these law enforcement agencies because the ultimate thing is they're the ones that are going to make the difference. All we could do is make a lot of noise, get it out there, get it on TV, and then move on to the next issue. Well, that's not LCA's thing. We stay on something like we did with the B deals, and we'll stay on them until there are no more. And we have been on the B deal thing for over 21 years, and we've been around for 24 years. We will not give up on it until the law, the Pet Safety and Protection Act, goes through and there are no more Class B deals. When we started, there were 139 Class B deals. There were only 10 left. And I just found out from one of my undercover guys the other day, day before yesterday, that... one we thought was the biggest one in line after CC Beard, he's now only got about 20 dogs. He's got nothing going on. I think he's pretty much shutting down because the old man has died and the son doesn't know what to do with it because he ain't got the brains somebody promised zucchini.
Yeah.
But
well, we're just about out of time this segment, but stay with us through the break. We're talking
sure.
to Chris DeRose, the founder and president of Last Chance for Animals. The website is lcanimal.org. lcanimal.org, and we will continue on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Please support this show with a tax-deductible donation at goveganradio.org. And I want to thank you for listening and not eating animals, not wearing animals.
Meat hurts animals. That's why I don't eat meat. still eating meat. How 20th century?
Yes, please join us in the 21st century. It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Thanking you for supporting the show with tax-deductible donations. And if you have vegan and cruelty-free products or services, you can advertise them to support this program, as does Veginase. Also with vegan gourmet cheese alternatives and chicken-free chicken. Also vegforlife.com and Sunshine Burger. Nutru giving us Omega Zen 3, the vegan essential fatty acid supplement. Sublime Restaurant in Fort Lauderdale. And the dog food. More with Chris DeRose, president and founder of Last Chance for Animals, after this from the dog food.
Over 10 generations of dogs have thrived on V-Dog, the original vegetarian dog food from England. V-Dog now manufactured and available in the U.S. Vegan formula V-Dog, complete protein nutrition with all essential amino acids, vitamins, and minerals for your dog to thrive. Winner of the PETA Prague Award for no animal ingredients, no animal testing, but test V-Dog on your dog, and if he or she doesn't love it, we'll refund your money. Benefits could be improved dental hygiene, digestion, weight management, healthier skin and coat, and increased energy. Not part of the pet food recall, V-Dog maintains the highest industry testing standards. Order V-Dog online at www.vdogfood.com or call 1-888-280-8364. Available in 5.5 or 33-pound bags, free shipping. Check the website for stores, including Whole Foods Sacramento. Call 1-888-280-8364 or visit vdogfood.com.
I'm going to be around my vegetables. I'm going to chow down my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable.
This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. We are talking to the founder and president of Last Chance for Animals, Chris DeRose. If you want to read a great book, In Your Face, it's his biography. And Chris, you've dedicated your life to animals, and probably unexpectedly, huh? There you were in Hollywood acting, and who would have expected over three decades of this? Huh?
Yeah, who would expect? But you know what? To me, I wouldn't. I can't even think of anything else I would have done. I mean, I've been a big brother to 26 kids. I have helped kids, worked with kids, and I still do. And I'm still a big brother to a few more kids. But you know, animals suffer in such large quantities, and there's so many that need help, and they don't have a voice. They have no voice at all.
And you literally broke down the doors at UCLA to reveal the horrors of animal experimentation, which goes on today and which is still a major cause of yours, the vivisection.
Yeah, it is. It's a big problem. It's so big, it's so scary that, and now they make laws that make you a terrorist no matter what you do. They have, well, like at UCLA, we did a demo. They've been doing demos there for 20-some-odd years. And all of a sudden now, all the things that we used to do are considered illegal, and it would be considered a terrorist act if we violated these laws, like using loudspeakers, megaphones, or even yelling too loud, or confronting somebody, if they felt it was in any kind of a threatening way. We don't threaten anybody. But now they got all these new laws, and you should have seen the police ride up on their little bicycles and start handing these out to every single activist. And I grabbed one and started reading it. And it's just what's happening in this country. You know, things that were considered maybe illegal on a state level or a local level now are considered federal terrorist acts just because they made a law, which is called the Animal Enterprise Terrorist Act, which was implemented in January of this year. Now, all of a sudden, now all these things are federal terrorist crimes. I mean, nothing can be further from the truth, and we are losing our First Amendment right to freedom of speech. The animal people have already lost it, but I say to the rest of America, be aware, because any kind of issue you're involved with could be next.
Right. So we're also called upon not only to save the animals, but apparently to save the Constitution.
Yeah, That's what it's about. That's what this great country was built on. And it is a great country. But, boy, I got to tell you, in the last few years, it's gone down the toilet.
Well, look who wrote that law, though. I mean, the terrorists themselves wrote the law.
Yeah, but you know what? When you look at it, and it's sad, but one of the backers of this law was Feinstein. You know, Senator Feinstein. I mean, she got right in bed with the biomedical research community to go ahead and make sure that this law went through. She's one of the sponsors of this law.
Unbelievable.
So it's sad. It's sad. And to see that it goes through the Senate unopposed, and then the House, the only one that opposed it was Dennis Kucinich. You know, there was only five people there because obviously they snuck it in at the 11th hour at a time when no bills were supposed to be heard. They decided to hear that when only five congressmen are there, only five, and four of them were from the other side, you know, that were taken care of by lobbyists. And then there was Dennis Kucinich, the only voice in Congress that really spoke up.
Right.
And Feinstein should be ashamed of herself that she let the UC system get to her. And that's what's happening here. The big corporations, the big people, the big entities that are profiting off the suffering of these animals and the suffering of human beings are the ones that are making the laws now.
Right, yeah. We have 1 minute left, so I give you about 30 seconds if we haven't covered anything.
Okay, yeah. Bob, it's time for these big organizations to start putting their money where their mouth is and doing what is right for the animals, not what is beneficial to their organization. Because it's the animals that suffer every time. No more. It has to stop.
Okay. It's Chris DeRose. Go to the website, lcanimal.org, lcanimal.org. Now, here's an organization that really deserves your support in terms of what Chris does and the investigations, the hard work, the dirty work that eventually comes up in the headlines. Chris is behind the scenes. So please support Last Chance for Animals, lcanimal.org. Chris DeRose, a great hero of the animal rights movement. I want to thank you for being here today.
And thank you. And please support Go Vegan Radio. If you don't know who to support, support Go Vegan Radio.
Thanks so much. Go to the website, goveganradio.org. Make a donation. Help us stay on the air.
GoVeganRadio.com.